On the show today, we have Democracy Federal Credit Union's very own Ken Cahoon talking about their recent Diamond Award win for their 90 Days of Giving campaign that we talked about earlier, or actually a year ago. And so Ken comes on and gives us kind of the results and all the great feedback that they received from that and plenty more. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Ken Cahoon from Democracy Federal Credit Union. Ken, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Just relaxing, and you know, about to go into the weekend. So right. You know, it's Mother's Day weekend. So
that's right.
I want to take care of my mom, my wife, mm-hmm. you know, the mother-in-law. So
there's a lot of there's a lot of responsibility on your plate, Ken. So
yes,
everybody out there, take care of your moms.
That's it.
Oh, good stuff. Well, that's a great way to start out. Yeah, it's gonna be an incredible weekend, Mother's Day weekend for everybody. And we wish everyone well. And as we come out of this kind of this cocoon that we've been in for the last 12 months, Ken, good grief. So are you guys faring, we get into what we're gonna talk about, how are you guys faring these days?
We're doing well.
Good.
You know, as far as just trying to getting back into the swing of things, and you know, with everything starting to open back up, you know, we're starting to think about how we're going to open back up. So, and make sure that we're still safe as far as making the right decision. So lots of things are going on right now. We're kind of taking it a little bit slow and make sure that it's the right timing for opening back up.
Yeah, we're kind of in that weird kind of in-between time right now where you can go that way, you can go that way, and just kind of, you're kind of like straddling that fence right now. So, I'm sure you guys are going to do a great job. What's that?
Yep, we were still able to do business being closed up.
Yep.
So it's that decision of do we bring everybody back and you know opening up all the branches, because we're still able to help out the membership in the community. So that's the decision you have to make over the next few months.
Yeah. You guys will do fine. You'll do fine. You'll make the right stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, something else really, really cool here that I wanted to bring attention to, because before the recording, we were talking about, hey, we want to really expose the successes in our industry. And you guys are right there in the mix with a lot of other credit unions doing some really cool stuff. So you guys have won a CUNA Diamond Award for your 90 yes. Days of Giving campaign. And we talked about that, gosh, almost a year. It's almost a year ago, right? Maybe
right.
8 months ago, something like that. So
it's like last May. Yep.
Yeah. It's exactly a year. So, So I wanted to kind of come back and do like a part two of that. Okay. So, but before we get into the award part of it, can you refresh everybody about the 90 Days of Giving campaign? What was it all about and how it went?
Sure. And basically our marketing department came up with a really good concept where we're in this uncharted waters. And we still have to take care of the members. And not only the members, but just the community, you know, itself. So, you know, what we did is we donated 1,200 masks to three local hospitals. We donated $1,500 to three different food banks. We introduced some new products. And we had these new products on the horizon, but it was perfect. It was kind of a perfect timing.
Yeah.
We introduced a loan called Cash and Go,
okay.
Where it's $1,000 that you can get up to $1,000 with no credit check.
Wow.
You know, trying to get people away from those payday lenders. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the idea behind that particular product. We also had a national VIT loan where you could borrow up to $3,000 with no credit check, up to $6,000 with a credit check as well.
Cool.
Skip a pay features. We also did an auto loan promotion where it was 90 days deferred payment.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really fun. You know, our marketing team did a great job with this promotion, because what we did is we took pictures of people that we refinanced with their cars,
yeah.
how much they saved. They allowed us to do, they did testimonials. So we wanted to show the community about some of the things that we were doing, where it was basically putting money back in your pocket. That's the biggest thing that people needed back then, you know, as far as unemployment being very high, you know, people not, you know, having their jobs, or maybe they were getting part-time jobs and they weren't getting the income that they had before. So any alleviation that they can get from us, that's what we were trying to do. So that was kind of the gist of our 90 days of giving.
And as a result, CUNA recognized you guys for that, and you guys won this fantastic Diamond Award. So congratulations on that. So how does it feel to win this award? I mean, it really kind of sounds like it validates all the work that you guys did, right?
Yeah, it does. It actually really feels good, you know, because again, when we put this together, we weren't thinking of any kind of accolades in mind. That wasn't, you know, our goal. Our goal was, again, to get out to the community and say, hey, here we are, here's democracy. This is what we're going to do for you. And to receive a reward for doing that, it's rewarding.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And it's very rewarding. And we announced it, you know, to our staff, and they were happy and pleased about it. So, you know, so it's really, really just gratifying that our hard work that that we put in over that time frame, and we've extended it, that it paid off. So yeah. We're really, really pleased about it.
Doesn't that kind of plant the seed as well as like, gosh, what else, what other cool things can we do? If this is recognized, you know, we're doing something really cool here. Yep. What else can we do? You know? So I mean, for me, that my brain would start turning.
Yeah.
Gosh, what else can we do?
Yeah. That's the way. And it's funny that a lot of things, it grew, you know, over those 3 months, as far as other things that we did. Actually, we did this one, a particular, thing that we did is we did a $500 grant, and for the member can talk to kind of write up as far as what did COVID-19, how did it affect them, how did it affect their lives and so forth. And we put that out there. We got a lot of entries, and we found a winner, took a picture with this person and how COVID you know, affected their lives. And you know, we were doing that was other things we started doing. And you know, from there, we blossomed into actually distributing, going to the food bank and distributing some of those food at some of our locations. And so I mean, it really just grew and blew up into other things and worked into other areas. So really, really pleased as far as what's come about it.
Right. And having said that, I mean, do you have any like kind of post campaign? I mean, you probably guys are probably still in the midst of it, I would think. You're still doing some really great stuff. But do you have any like numbers to share or any anecdotes or anything like that to share based on what you guys did?
Yeah. So when we did the 90 days deferred payment for our auto loans, you know, our biggest thing is we wanted to tout the savings. So when you skip 3 months of your car payment, your payment's $500. That's $1,500 back into your pocket, right? So let's track it. So we tracked it. This is over 2 months. We did it for 2 months, just kind of a short period of time. But we did about $1.1 million in just straight refinances and purchases. It was about 47 cars that we ended up doing, and we saved about over $68,000. For our members collectively.
Well done.
that's a lot. That's a lot of money that, guess what, you know, 3 months, you can put that right back in your pocket. And you can either save it, maybe pay on another bill, or, you know, back then people weren't really traveling. They could have done, you know, anything with it, but if anything, it was putting money back in their pocket. So I'm very, very pleased with that. And we're actually doing something else we're introducing this month. That I'm happy. I'm really excited about this. Where we're doing a promotion. We're going to refinance your vehicle, and we're going to cut your rate in half. And that's what we're looking to do. So, you know, if somebody's having just say a, you know, 15, if they have a little bit of a higher rate, 15-16% rate, guess what? You can come to us, and we'll cut it in half.
Heck yeah.
So that could be 8%. That could be 7.5%. So.
Yeah.
It's you know, people are starting to go back to work, but still they're still trying to find their way as far as with their finances. So we still want to continue to do those things as far as helping out the community.
Well, and I would think all the cool things that you guys did in the community, not only in the last 12 months, but, you know, I mean, even before then, I mean, that word spreads like, hey, you know what? Those folks at Democracy, they really care about us, you know? And yeah. It's like, hey, you might want to go check them out. They got this new campaign they're running right now where they'll cut your auto loan rate in half. You know, you might want to go check them out because they did some really good stuff for us. So I would think that's the word of mouth. I think it would just be going nuts right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're really going to really put a lot of marketing campaign behind this. We're going to introduce this in the, you know, mid-May. So crossing my fingers on you know, to see, you know, how much buy-in we get from our members, but it's something that it could help out on a monthly basis.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's still people out there that are, you know, a lot of people actually still out there struggling. So
yes.
Anything will help out for sure. Even now, I mean, even it's things kind of look a little rosy on the horizon, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yes.
You guys are right there ready for them. All right. I want to talk about a few other things that you guys done as well. One of these is really near and dear to my heart. Yeah. It's you guys hosted some virtual proms for local high schools for the class of 2020. So how did that go?
It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. Just for the simple fact, we got the local exposure. NBC Channel 4 picked it up.
Yeah.
We were on. You know, they interviewed us and we talked about what we were doing. And again, I have to give the marketing team, you know, much kudos because you know, they were able to reach out to, you know, some of the high schools, and, you know, we invited local high schools, I think like four or five high schools.
Okay.
And we landed on one as far as H.D. Woodson, who wanted to do it. And they, you know, we had the prom king was there. We had, you know, people in their living rooms.
That's awesome.
Had a DJ. Yeah, we had actually got a DJ from San Diego.
Really? Was, hey.
Yes.
Representing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So he ended up being the DJ for the prom. It was really good. We had the parents, they were involved in it, and it was really cool.
It was really cool.
And the following week or a couple of weeks later, we did a prom for the membership. You know, as far as coming in,
okay,
same DJ, and you know, we sent it out to our memberships to join in, so you know, so they can join in the fun as well. So you know, it was just kind of hitting the community from the teenage standpoint and the kid standpoint to the adults. So again, it was just us saying Democracy, we're here, and you know, this is what we do, and we really want to get out in the community. So that was our goal.
I was going through the press release, reading all this great stuff that you guys are doing. Then I saw the virtual prom, and oh my gosh, I got a pin on. I got to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
Because when I was in high school, my prom, we talked about this before the recording, the band didn't show up. So that was our prom. So everyone was crying and broken heart. Oh God.
Yeah.
It's a scar that will never heal, Ken, but there's this one really spot on. You guys really nailed it. So really cool stuff. Any other really kind of neat things that you guys did that you want to mention real quick that you've done recently or?
You know, that was just, you know, some of the things, well, probably most of the things that we did. I know that like I said before, we're going to kind of go back into, we were doing a food distribution around our branches, and we were kind of going back and forth between DC and our other branch in Silver Hill. We're going to probably pick that up here in the next couple of weeks, but we're probably going to add a little bit of a twist to it as far as, okay, how can we help you financially?
Yeah.
You know, maybe, hey, here's some maybe a product that could help you out as far as your finances and so forth. So we're going to probably look to put a little twist on it this time.
Cool.
Even though we're going to try to we're putting food on your plate, we're going to put more money in your pocket. So we're doing that. And we also have another cool one called the Move Me Loan.
Yeah.
Move Me Loan. So now this particular loan is that we're just going to give you a loan up to $8,000 just for you to move. You pay your first month for your first month's rent, to turn the utilities on. You could use it for, you know, maybe a pet deposit, all those things as far as moving yourself into some type of apartment or a house, you can get a loan for us. And it's going to be, you know, a flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a product that we had before. And this time we wanted to put it, we did a little bit of a twist and some bells and whistles to it. And it's really excited about that one is too, because again, it's all about helping our members in those particular situations. Those are real situations. You know, not everybody has, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 that they have to put on as far as having first month's rent or last month's rent and utilities are thrown. That's a big financial chunk of commitment. Money.
Yeah.
So we were able to put a loan together for that particular instance. So that's one of the again, these are all things that came up from, you know, doing the, as far as helping out our members last year, and really just, you know, we're really just kind of thinking of strategies on to help the community. So again, just really excited, more to come.
Well, yeah, you guys are award winners for a reason. You guys just do such a fantastic job. So I want to have you on just kind of as you well know, you know, thousands and thousands of credit unions doing some amazing, amazing things. And I just kind of wanted you guys to come on and kind of represent and show us, you know, give us an example of the really cool things that credit unions can do out there, and even getting really creative like you guys have done as well, and having a lot of fun with it too. So it's going to go hand in hand, and then word spreads in the neighborhood and the community.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oh my gosh,
it was really fun. I mean, especially with the when I mentioned the 90 days deferred payment. You know, we had members that were willing to, you know, hey, look, I'll do this testimony. It helped me out a lot.
Yeah,
you know, taking pictures. Everybody was taking pictures in front of their cars. They were being funny about it. So it was really cool. It was really, really cool. So you know, it's about just touching the community.
Yeah,
that's it. And we're going to continue to do that. And that's the thing that I love about the credit union industry. It's just that we are out to help out the community and our members.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to talk about that more. That's why I love your platform. I absolutely love your platform. It gives us a chance to really talk about those things and really get out to the masses as far as what we do and what we can do for them.
Indeed. Yeah. Anytime we can get the great things that credit unions are doing out there, we're more than happy to have you and anybody else on to really kind of just really show what a fantastic industry this really is, and what credit unions really do best, you know, and that's
the
community and serving them and just helping out. Gosh, simple.
Just helping out. Yes.
That simple.
Yep.
All right, Ken. Well, this is fantastic. I'm so happy for you guys. Well deserved. Keep up the good work. Look forward to having you guys back on to find out what else we got going on in your laboratory that we can talk about.
Yes. Exactly. Man, so hopefully we'll give you some stats on the things that we're doing this year.
Yeah.
You know, if you have me back on. So definitely love to talk about that again.
Sounds good, Ken. All right, man. I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there, okay?
Thank you very much.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.